practical web accessibility tips.
Welcome to WebAx, practical web design accessibility tips. This is your host, Dennis, and today is podcast 54, the summary attribute. And I'll be explaining just more about the summary attribute for a table tag and how to write a good table summary. First off, I just wanted to say thanks to Therese Nielsen at the University of Michigan. She sent a nice email a little while back. She says, I want to say how much I've been enjoying the WebAx podcast. I'm currently working on a redesign of the Services for Students with Disabilities office at the University of Michigan and began listening to your podcast as a way of learning about web accessibility. The information you provided along with the insightful interviews have been incredibly helpful to me, so thanks. And thank you, Therese, for that nice email, for writing in. Now we'll go off to a couple news or services announcements.
WebAx.
The first is from Dan. He sent me a message, and he wanted me to announce a new PHP CAPTCHA service that he had written, and it's called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Textthaka, telling humans and computers apart automatically, but I'll post the link on the WebAx website for this podcast, webax.blogspot.com. So check that out. I haven't tried it out yet myself, so let me know how it is. The other service is called TradingEye PHP. TradingEye is a shopping cart and CMS package, and its niche is that it's standards compliant and accessible. And I checked it out. Looks like it's very worthwhile trying. It does cost, I think, a couple hundred dollars or several hundred dollars. I can't remember exactly. But if you're a developer, you could get 50% off the price and sell it to your customers. And Catherine Murray of TradingEye sent me the message about that. So thanks, Catherine. And I guess Andy Clark and .NET Magazine have endorsed that product. So check that out. TradingEye.com.
WebAx.
Okay, so now our main segment. Table summaries. So, hopefully by now, most of us know, you know, at least the basics of making an accessible data table. Using a caption, th for your row or column headers, scope attribute in those row or column headers. Using a t-head, t-foot, t-body is probably a good idea. But there's also another thing you can do that's a little lesser known, and that is the summary attribute. And that goes in, it's the attribute of the table tag. And what you do is, the value of that attribute is a summary of the data table. And this is something that's not rendered, it's not visible on the screen. The only way, the main use for it is, you know, for screen readers and different devices like that. And basically, well, let's just jump into the W3C definition of the summary attribute. This attribute provides a summary of the table's purpose and structure for user agents rendering to non-visual media such as speech and braille. So that's just a kind of a nice way to clarify what I was trying to say a few minutes ago. So basically, in your summary attribute of your data table, you just kind of want to describe in a nutshell, you know, like one or two sentences, like what's going to be in this data table, and just summarize it. Now, this is a WCAG 1.0 checkpoint, 5.5, priority 3, and I would like to add the WCAG Samurai who Ross and I will be doing a podcast about pretty soon here, they, I guess you could say they endorse the summary attribute. They basically are saying that, just to clarify, that the summary is not a requirement. It should not be a requirement. It's a good idea to use it. Now, it's especially a good idea to use it if you don't have a caption provided. Then it's probably even a better idea to make the summary. And just to recap what the samurai say is, they basically, for priority three, shut most of them down. But they do say for the summary attribute, by specification cannot be manifested visually. HTML provides numerous ways of clarifying the purpose of tables, captions, summary, headers, and the same thing can also be done by explaining a table in plain text. When we say you must ignore this guideline, we mean you must ignore the requirement to use the summary. So there you have it. So, yeah, go to this post on the WebAxe website, podcast number 54, and there's several links on tables and summary attributes that you'll find pretty useful. But I guess I plucked a few examples from here and there that I can give right now. It's just give you an idea of what I mean, what makes a good summary attribute, you know, kind of explaining what the table is about. And if you are using lots of table headers or complex headers for your table, then it's definitely a good idea to add that in your summary, like kind of not only describe or give a, you know, describe the data table, but to let the user know ahead of a time, like what kind of you know, headers, what kind of data, and what headers are going to be coming up. So, for example, let's see. Here's one. The number of employees and the foundation year of companies in Orlando, Florida, in 1988. So that's a good summary for that data table, because it explains you're probably going to find numbers for the employees and names of companies, and you know that this is pertaining to one year, 1988, and for companies in Orlando. Okay, another one. A warming trend has been observed in Cache Valley, with temperatures about 5 degrees above historical averages over the last 2 months. So that's a good summary, because you know you're going to see, you're going to get, you know, a listing of temperatures and average temperatures and probably months. Another one, this table charts the number of cups of coffee consumed by each senator, the type of coffee, decaf or regular, and whether taken with sugar. I think that example was given by the W3C, so that's a little more straightforward. That'll probably give you data for the number of cups of coffee, the names of senators, the type of coffee, and if it's taken with sugar or not. Okay, so yeah. That's pretty much it. You know, the code is straightforward. I have an example of code on the blog site also. It's just in your table tag. You just put summary equals, and then just write out your summary there. And remember to keep your attributes all lowercase for XHTML compliance. And to encase your summary in quotes, of course. So, that's it for podcast number 54. This is Dennis signing off. If you have any questions or your comments, you know, go to webax.blogspot.com and give me some input. Thanks for listening.
The WebAx blog and podcast is located at webax.blogspot.com. webaxe.blogspot.com. Email webax@gmail.com, webaxe@gmail.com.
to leave a voice message, call 206-203-0585. WebAx is sponsored by Check Engine USA, website tune-ups and overhauls, www.checkengineusa.com.